So Sunday morning was the only morning you had coffee?
Yeah, I had coffee and graham rolls.
Graham rolls. What are graham rolls?
You see, Father raised his own wheat and had his flour, you know, in a Whippleville there, whatever. And what is that noise?
Nothing, it's okay.
And he made his own flour, and they saved the graham flour. Saved the graham. Mm. That's the brand that's in the wheat, you know.
Yeah.
And saved that. Why, he'd have a couple hundred pound bags of it, you know. And Sunday morning, he'd always have graham rolls. And they had the old iron. They were made in these iron, you probably never see them. It's about that long. Well, I think it held a dozen graham rolls. My mother had two of them, made of iron, and they were each roll was about that long, and this mold that they was in was rounded like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it, gee, those are wonderful graham rolls. I can taste them now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This over here was the downstairs bedroom.
That's where Father and Mother slept.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did they have a big high-backed bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the bed that's upstairs. It's in the back in the storeroom room upstairs. Now it's kind of busted and gone up, you know. And
was it the only double bed in the house?
No. The beds were all done. Our kids all had to sleep, you know, doubled up. Yeah, we didn't have single beds. I remember. Up in this room here, my older brother, Guy, he died here. That's when I had to come up here to take care of my sister and her brother, and he died. Guy and Roy, they're slipping up in there. Well, anyhow, they'd run upstairs. It wasn't too hot up in there, you know, and they would kind of undress here and run upstairs and jump in bed, you know. So my mother changed the bed over that day, changed it and a different place, you know. And my older brother Guy, he made a jump for the bed, but he landed on the floor. There was no bed there. Yeah, he got a surprise boy.
Did the girls sleep together too?
Yeah, there was one room for them. They slept in the first room upstairs. Glee and Mary, they slept together, yep.
They never slept three to a bed, always two.
No, it's two.
Mm-hmm. What kind of lights did you have?
Kerosene lights. And later on we had one of these lamps, the metal, with the metal in, you know, set on. They would give a good bright light.
Mm-hmm.
But before it used to be a hanging lamp set right up in there somewhere. Kerosene lamp, you could pull it down, had the chains on, you know. I don't know what did become of that. It used to be of the Woodside Chamber, but I see probably Chrissy got rid of it. That was my sister, yeah.
Did you have any lamps with the big china shades?
No. No, we didn't have them.
Did the bedrooms have closets?
The bedrooms upstairs did. This one here didn't. Yeah, there was a big closet upstairs. And us kids would all use the same closet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This bedroom here didn't have a closet, no.
Were the rest of the clothes put away in dressers and wardrobes?
They had dressers, and then they had the hangers, you know. They'd hang the clothes on the hangers and have a sheet or something over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In those days when you were growing up, was the outside of the house painted?
Yeah.
What color?
Yeah, it used to be white and brown years ago. We got pictures of it here. His father used to keep it up in pretty good shape. But I was gone away. See, I was away 30 years. And brother and sister were old. They couldn't take care of it. When I got back up here, I was old, so it was painted brown. And my sister had it painted brown.
How was it kept up compared to the rest of the neighbors around? Were their houses
It was kept up good in my father's time. Mm-hmm. But after he got through, my brother and mother lived here while mother, of course, was old. My brother was old. He was the oldest. It wasn't kept up so good.
When you were a boy, how were the neighbors' houses? What were they like? Were they kept up pretty good?
Yeah, they were kept up. They were kept up good. Yep, they were kept up in good shape. Yep.
Was this porch here when you were a boy?
Yeah, I remember when Father had it put on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you used to sit on it at
night?
Oh,
yes. Yeah, sit out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did they plant shrubbery around the house and flowers?
Not too much. In those days, they too busy doing the work with that. Mm-hmm. Mother, she didn't. She was a hard worker, but she raised a big family, you know. She didn't have time to go out. Had a hard man, too. And you sit down to the table with all the family, and my grandfather and grandmother lived there, too, you know. They lived in the parlor. And that was their rooms in there at that time. Well, when you set the table for seven kids, and your grandfather and grandmother and father and mother and a hard man, you got quite a table there. Your mother, then they had to bake their own bread and do all their own cooking, you know. She was a busy woman.
Did she make her daughters help her?
Well, they helped. They were good help, yes. They were very good help. They were. They all took a hold and helped in good shape. They were brought up the hard way. They knew what to do. Very good help. Yeah. And she made the kids' clothes. She made all her clothes too. You know, done the sewing. She had a sewing machine. She would make her clothes. And my sister lives over in North Bangor, Mrs. Aldrich. She was a dressmaker. She used to dressmake. And of course, she picked it up. She learned from my mother, you know. And she was a good dressmaker.
Did your father make shoes for the family?
No, my grandfather did. Grandfather Davis, he made anything. He used to make the, not so much my brother and I. We were, you see, this was kind of more modern times than my brother and I was there. But my older brothers, he used to make shoes for them. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, he made the shoes for them.
Did they have their bed in the parlor? Your grandparents?
My grandfather Dickinson. Yeah, this is Grandfather Dickinson. It had the bed, and my grandmother Dickinson, they had their beds in there. This is Grandpa Davis that made the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were there many families around here who had older relatives living with them, grandparents?
They all, in the olden days, they all took care of the grandparents. That is a father and mother and the grandmother. It was always taken care of. You know, there was no going to this home or that home. Good farmers took care of their parents. Mm-hmm. Yes, a good many of us. My parents died in that room right there, you know. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
How many barns and sheds were there around this property?
Well, there was a cow stable, a cow barn, and hay mills. And that barn, well, that the wind got a tornado we had through here, that went down. And then my brother fixed up a cow stable in this barn here, in the back end. And oh, when I come up here, that I tore that down, and no more cows. So I tore that down, and all there is this straight barn here now.
What was the woodshed chamber like?
Well, the woodshed chamber, that was a storeroom. You know, you store stuff in there. And that wasn't finished off. It was more of a storeroom than anything else.
Mm-hmm. How big was the barn, the first barn?
Well, the first barn, Stanson, 8 cows. Had 8 cows in there, and then there was a barn floor where you drove in and unloaded your hay here and your hay there. And the cow stable was along the barn floor, and you'd open up the doors and head of the cows, flop them up like that, and hook them up, and throw the feed in the mangers there from the barn floor, you see. And then we had there was another lean-to on this barn. There was four cows in there, and 4 horses. Yeah.
Before you went to school, did you spend most of your time playing outdoors?
Well, we didn't do too much playing. We did some, but it was mostly helping out, you know. We had to work. But we did get around. Father's very good. If we wanted to fool around with the calves and likes of that, it was all right. So there was 2 3-year-old heifers. And we had some bobsleds that my cousin, Pierre Hyman, gave to brother and I. And we had the oxen yokes, you know, yokes to hook up oxen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So brother and I thought it'd be nice one day to hook up those 3-year-old heifers. So we put the yoke on them and we started them going back down the fields in the winter time, a lot of snow, cold. And so we started them going down the field, they went good. They went good. When they turned around to come back to the barn, boy, they got in a hurry. And hell, they did go, right on the dead run. Well, they come up around here, and there was a board fence around the barnyard. Well, when they turned around the corner, they didn't stop for the board fence. They went right over it. And my brother, he got scared. He rolled off, but I didn't scare very. I held right on. And the bobsled's a little bobsled, you know. Oh, it wasn't any wider than that, you know. And that stayed right on the fence, and me with it. Well, I didn't get hurt. I rolled off the bobsled, and we got the 2 heifers in the barn. That was the last ride we had on behind the heifers. It was quite an experience, you know. Smashed the sled, so we never had more of them.
What were your favorite games? Did you play any games with your sisters and brothers and neighbor children?
Card games, be pijo, you know, or something. We'd go to the neighbors and play pijo, and back and forth. When we got bigger, you know, we'd go to the neighbors, and the neighbors would come here. We'd shift off and.
How about active games outdoors?
What?
Active games outdoors, you know, like hide and seek. Did you play that?
Yeah, kids would come over. We'd play with the neighbors' kids, you know. They had 2 girls over there, Pearl and Ruby, and then they would be Howard and I. That is about the same age. Pearl still's alive. She was about Howard's age. She was just a year or so older than Howard, and Ruby was a year or so older than I was. We used to play back and forth. But the neighbors over this way, we didn't play too much with them. That was about the only neighbors we played with. They were a little older, I guess, than we were. We didn't play with them too much.
How old were you when you went to school?
Well, didn't start in so early then, you know, as you do now. Oh, I was probably 6 years old when I started school.
Mm-hmm. Where was it?
Up to Bangor. Walked, too, from here up through in the winter time, just right through the snow.
Was your father still teaching then?
No, he was farming then. No, I don't remember when he taught.
Mm-hmm. Did you like school?
Not me. No, I never liked it. And I didn't go to school too long. I I never got out of the eighth grade. Never got out of the eighth grade.
Why didn't you like school? Too much sitting down?
Well, I don't know. It's hard for me to learn books. I could take spelling. I could get those, probably had 10 words for spelling. And if the teacher would ask me those words right in rotation, I could spell every one of them. But if she skipped around, I was licked. Huh. So it was hard for me to learn. That's the reason I didn't like it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Who were some of the teachers?
Well, Mabel Spaulding, that was Clark Spaulding's wife. She just died this last spring. She taught school there, and there was another woman by the name of Dickinson, Helen Dickinson, her name was. She taught school there, and but she was no relation of ours. And I don't know, there were so many teachers. Then there was men teachers there, a fellow by the name of Trainer. He was a good teacher. He used to teach there. He lived down on the... I forget. That was a long time ago, you know. I kind of forget.
What were these people like, these teachers?
Well, they were nice, genial people. They were people. The only one I didn't like. I think her name is Harriet. Anyhow, something happened, and I got a trimming for it. I didn't do it. Done me. And I talked back to her. Well, from then on, I never learned anything in school, as long as she was teaching. And I didn't study, I wouldn't do it. She gave me a trimming for something I didn't do. I didn't like it. So on the last day of school, she said there's only one instance that she had that she was sorry for. And she spoke about that and said that, well, begged my pardon, said that she knew what I didn't. I was innocent, but that didn't help things any. That was the end of her. I didn't learn anything that term.
Were teachers very quick to hit people with a ruler or a strap?
No, not too much. Not unless you deserved it. No, no.
Did they make them sit in the corner and wear a dunce cap?
No, I didn't do that, but they had me. I was kind of a terror in school. I guess. They had me sitting up in, on the girl's side, way up on the front seat. And for punishment, you know. So, when something happened, another teacher or something come in. I forget just how it was. It was the next year, I guess, they put another teacher in. So I took a seat over on the boys' side. Well, the girls, they had to go up and tell her that that was my place up there. You know, and so she put me right back up there, the new teacher, you know. Yeah.
When did school begin? In the fall?
Well, the same as it does now, you know. It would begin in June, you'd have your vacation.
Did you have to do chores before you went to school in the morning? What time would you have to get
before
up?
Before and after. Oh, I might get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, anyhow. Yep, go out and help milk. I got trimming to school one time. That was that teacher that gave me a trimming for something I didn't do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a long hose, about that long. Well, I held up my arm. She laid it right on there, you know, and I never said boo. She got pooped out. But my arm's all puffed up, you know.
Huh.
So I wouldn't, I come home. I wouldn't milk. Oh, I can't milk. I wouldn't milk. The old man went right up and he told him, now he says, you put it right on to him. He says, if you can't take care of him, I will. So I wouldn't milk for a long time. You know, the old man never know. School teacher, he'd stick up for him, you know. Yeah.
The school teachers board around here, the various houses?
Yeah, they in the village, yeah. Some of them didn't. Some of them walked there. One lived there down on the Bacon Road down there, that man teacher. I forget what his name was. Trainers, instructors. Well, I forget. He'd walk away from the Taylor Road twice a day, up in the morning and back at night, take his lunch. He'd walk right by the house. That was a long walk. That was probably... Well, I'd say it was down the Bacon Road, 6 miles, 6-7 miles. Walked at night and morning.
Did the students ever try and throw a teacher out of the school or anything like that?
No, not in my time. Mm-hmm. Not in my time. We always honored the teachers, where has that been?
Yeah. Did many of the students who were in school with you go on to high school?
Well, a lot of them passed the region and went to high school, yeah. But I didn't.
Did they give you homework in grade school while you were here?
Yeah, I'd bring it home. Sisters used to help me with it.
Did you get any allowance when you were a boy, you know, a certain few cents a week?
Right? No. We had to earn our own money. Her father was good. If we wanted to do something, you know, to make a penny, he was all right with us, you know, and he would back us in it and all that. And we wanted to raise 2 strawberries, and that was all right with him. He'd buy us some plants and one thing like that. I remember one time I wanted to buy eggs and poultry, you know, and ship them. Of course, I was a little old. I was older then. And I wanted to buy eggs and poultry and ship them. But I had to have a couple $100 to start in with, you know. My dad called up Chapin, Leon Chapin. And he says, I wanted to get a couple $100 until I dig my potatoes. Next mail, the check was right in here, you know. He handed it right over to me, and I went buying eggs and poultry. I'd done pretty good, you know. I made good money on it. That is for a kid, and I paid him back his $200. But he was good in that way, yeah. He'd start the kids in. He built a big hen house here, 100 foot long, for my oldest brother, Guy and Howard. And they went in the hen business, but that didn't pan out very good. Didn't pan out too good.
Did your mother have much to say about the business, the farming business?
No. My father was a boss.
Did your mother have any money to spend that she could spend on her own?
Well, she had some money, and she put it in the farm here. When they bought the farm, she got some money from her father, and she put it in here. No, of course her father would buy her this and buy her that, but for spending money, she didn't have any real money she'd call her own.
When you were about 12 or 13, did you play a lot of baseball and games like that?
Yes, I used to play baseball. My brother, older brother. My father let him go to ball games, one thing or other. He was a couple of years older than I was, but me, I had to stay home and work. Yeah.
Do you think that you raised your children much the same way you were raised?
No, I didn't raise them that way. They had, you know, kids nowadays, they have their own way and they have more rights than we used to have. But I wasn't as hard. See, my oldest son, he, when he was 18, He went in the Navy. He enlisted in the Navy. In Pearl Harbor, they called him in. He had enlisted, but they hadn't got him, called him in yet. But he, right out of Pearl Harbor, that, you know what I mean, in he goes. And the other boy, Bo, he was in the Army. And so then, you see, you didn't have, they wasn't really on their own yet, you know. The oldest boy, he worked around, and if he was down to Walk Hill in the apple orchard, you know, he didn't have no city job then. But when he enlisted, he went in the Navy. And when he come out, he got jobs and went to work. He's working in the prison now where I worked, Walk Hill prison.
Did your parents like your older brother better than they liked you, you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't think there was too much partiality shown amongst the kids. I think they were all used about the same and liked about the same. I don't think there was too much partiality.
What was Christmas like?
Well, when I was a youngster, it was pretty tough. You'd hang up your stocking and maybe get two nuts and a little candy in them. I remember one time, the old man, he didn't think much about hanging up the stocking. We were getting a little older, and he didn't think too much of it. Well, they didn't hang no stocking. But the mother got after him again. He went up to bed. He got some candy and nuts, and she put up the stockings. And we got up in the morning, had some candy and nuts in there, you know. Oh, Christmas. If you got any Christmas presents, just clothes, you know, something you could wear.
Did you have a Christmas tree?
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, we never had a Christmas tree for us kids, no.
Did they have a big special dinner on Christmas Day?
Mm-hmm. Well, probably, I don't remember so much about that. In my younger days, and getting a little older, my sister and her husband would come over and we'd have chicken, you know.
How about New Year's?
New Year's wasn't celebrated too much.
Easter. What'd you do on Easter?
We had eggs. You would have plenty of eggs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did they have ham on Easter?
Well, you'd have ham and eggs, yeah. You see, on the farm, Dad always had pigs, you know. He'd kill his pigs and put down the hams and salt pork. And plenty of that. Yeah, plenty of ham, plenty of eggs. I couldn't look an egg in the face, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we lived well. Plenty of it, such as it was, you know. You had all you wanted to eat. And he'd kill a beef in the winter, in the fall, and have a couple of pigs and put the pork down, salt pork, and ham, bacon. Yes, yeah.
Did you eat more pork than you ate beef?
What's that?
Do you eat more pork than beef?
Well, I think so, probably. You see, we had the beef in the winter, and the old man would kill a beef. He'd always kill a beef and a couple of pigs. So, but as for buying meat, didn't buy too much meat. My mother used to make big long rolls of sausage, you know, big around as that, put them, she'd make sacks for them, so bags, you know. She'd make the sausage. She'd take and go up in the hop house. We had the bin up there for oats. She would take and go up there with the sausage and she'd freeze it in the winter, you know. Freeze it. And then she'd chuck it into these oats. Chuck it in there. That stuff would stay right up through the late spring. Froze in those oats. It's just like putting them in sawdust, you know, just like putting ice in sawdust. Yeah. And I wonder, well, that sausage, keep that froze solid once you got it in those oats, because put it in there in the winter. Stay right there.
You had hops? Your father had hops, you said?
Oh, yes, he had. On the other farm, he raised a lot of hops up there. He had 2 yards up there.
How many acres of hops did he have?
I wouldn't know. Oh, well, probably 9 acres.
Mm-hmm.
9 acres. Of course, acreage then days is different than it is now. See, that all had to be worked by hand. They didn't have as big acreage and stuff then as they have now. You know, 9 acres wouldn't mean nothing today, you know.
Right.
No.